666. What does it mean? For many people, just saying the number conjures up ominous images of secret occult ceremonies and the evil powers of apocalyptic prophecies. Others have refused phone numbers, license plates, and even credit cards that might contain the number 666 because of their fearful superstitions. One of the longest words in the English language describes this phobia. It's known as hexa cosio hexe conte hexe phobia. I'm sure I said that wrong. For many years, Highway 666, running from Gallup, New Mexico to Monticello, Utah, was named the Devil's Highway because of the scripture that identifies the number with the beast of Revelation. This satanic connotation, combined with an unusually high fatality rate, convinced some people that the highway was cursed. The problem was compounded because Satanists, or somebody, was chronically stealing the highway signs as souvenirs. So in 2003, the U.S. Highway Department decided to rename Highway 666 as U.S. Route 491. The Bible says, "Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. Revelation 13:18. We don't have to be afraid of the number 666. It's the natural number sequentially that follows 665 and preceding 667. Nevertheless, mathematically, 666 is a very unique number. It's an abundant number. It's the sum of the first 36 natural numbers. In other words, if you add up 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 on up to 36, it adds up to 666. And yes, that would also mean that if you add up all 36 slots on a roulette wheel, the resulting total is 666. It's probably also worth mentioning the ancient Jews followed a lunar calendar that had 360 days in the year. 666 is also a triangular number, since 36 is both square and triangular. 12 plus 12 plus 12 equals 36, and of course, 222 times 3 is 666. 666 is also the sum of the square of the first 7 prime numbers. An example, 2 squared plus 3 squared plus 5 squared plus 7 squared plus 11 squared plus 13 squared plus 17 squared adds up to 666. Even organic molecules are based on carbon-12, with 6 protons and 6 neutrons in the nucleus surrounded by 6 electrons. There's more. If you add up the first 6 Roman numerals, I, V, X, L, C, D, the resulting total is, absolutely, 666. With all of this in mind, it makes one wonder why the book of Revelation tells us that this mysterious number is the key to identify the last day beast and the Antichrist. If you'd like to understand this subject, then please go to my message found at www.666truth.org.